first and foremost, let's chat a little bit about one of your main missions here at convention this year, talking actually about your farming experiences back home in Organic Farming 101.
Basically, what the whole point of the presentation was to be an introduction to those people who might be curious or who might be thinking of transitioning into organics. So I started my presentation with a family history and where we came from and how we've always had the attitude of finding that extra value, whether it was seed production or growing certain crops that, you know, we've always been looking for how to make extra from our cropping systems.
And so let's dive into that process a little further, if you can, Carolyn. Tell us a little bit more about the crops that you do grow and the value added that does come out of it.
So we grow corn, soybeans, and small grains. And the small grains could be barley, wheat, oats, triticale, a variety of different ones. And we also raise alfalfa for a dairy farmer near us. So we custom do that for him. So we do have an extended rotation, and that has worked really well for us. We're pretty new to the alfalfa side of things, so we're still learning on that. And it's been nice because we've been able to find markets for our crops. We raise our soybeans and the small grain for seed first for Albert Lee Seed House, and the corn goes into a somewhat fun market. A lot of it gets turned into alcohol. Prairie Vodka is a big customer. And so that's kind of the fun products. And then the crops that don't get used for seed might turn into soy milk or wheat or animal feed.
The just concept of value-added agriculture, and as you know, in the times that farmers are enduring, you know, they're saying we got to find diversification, value-added agriculture. This is just one way to do it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to try and find a added value for your crop. Organic is one of them. Organic is the part of agriculture that continues to grow. We have more organic farmers now than what we've ever had, and the latest census showed that there's strong growth even in the South. And it's exciting to see there's everything from vegetables to row crops to livestock that are being raised organically in the U.S. But with our market, we cannot keep up with demand. So there is room for more farmers to choose to transition to organic if that is a system for them. It is paperwork heavy. You do have to follow regulations. If you're in it just for the money and think that it's all going to be gravy, you might want to find a mentor and talk about that and get the nitty-gritty. But it's an area that is continuing to grow.
And so, of course, probably can't get away from the conversation with that without asking about misconceptions. There's misconceptions in your market, both with farmers and consumers. What's the one biggest misconception you probably hear about being an organic farmer?
Well, probably the two biggest are that organic is a scam, or it's a myth that you can't really call something that. We do live under rules under a USDA system, the National Organic Program, so it does have rules, and that's the baseline. And every certification agency can ask for more than that. So they can ask that farmers do certain practices or don't do certain practices to fit what their view is. But we all have the same minimum standards. So that is one misconception. And the other is the amount of pesticides used. And organic, really, especially in the row crop side of things, we do not use a lot of pesticides. And that's something that can kind of be hard to explain. The OMRI list is where all the products that are available to use are listed. And you can go in and search, and man, it looks like a huge list. These farmers must be just throwing everything they can at the crops. But the truth of the matter is, that's our last resort. So if we have an issue, we need to try prevention first, and then we need to try mitigating it in a different way, and our last resort is a pesticide. In the vegetable side of things, it will be a little bit different, but on the row crop side, where I'm most familiar, the pesticide use is very limited.